Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN, Republic Broadcast, and I'm here with my special guest, Barbara, and she's talking about a nightmare as being a nurse. I'm trying to keep herself, afloat with her children and as a mom and working, thinking that she's working and doing the right thing in the hospital, and she has gotten injuries from the hospital and got nowhere, and then is in a judicial nightmare. Because, see, the judicial system for the people anymore. Some a whole different thing, and I just can't explain how horrible it is, but Barbara, you can. Barbara, you want to take the mic now?
Well, yeah, thanks, Dan. What it is, it's, and when I started this whole thing in 1994, I honestly thought, I mean, I came to America like many, many thousands of others with the American dream that if I worked really hard and I saved my money and I raised good kids, I could eventually make it somewhere. And then to run into this, I had just come back from Desert Storm. I had been over there as a Red Cross volunteer, and I finally said, okay, I'm going to settle down. I got these three kids. I'm going to get a job and start saving my money and doing all the right thing. And then this accident happens, and you get railroaded. And then you get awards and orders, and the judicial system has awarded you medical treatment and benefits, and you still can't get them. And no judge has the balls to enforce these award and orders until the insurance companies pay these claims. And then in the meantime, they go, oh, the insurance rates are so high, and there's so many fraudulent people out there. In my case, everything is well documented. And like John said earlier, it doesn't matter what you present to the judicial system, evidence, hardcore evidence, stacks and stacks of paper, they don't want to look at it. And I, on an average, I write about 30 or 40 letters to federal agencies and to senators and to governors and to legislators complaining about this issue. And they all acknowledge, I mean, I've filed many Freedom of Information Act requests, and they acknowledge that they get my letters. They send me copies of my letters back, but they don't do anything.
It was amazing when my Civil Liberties Department, because the feds wouldn't take my paperwork, so they sent me to the Washington Bureau of Civil Liberties. They lost my documentation twice, or once, and I had to send it a second time and really make it an issue that they received it the second time. And they, even though I have perjury and I have obstruction of justice and all those things, the only thing they come back with is, oh, you have an IRS problem, and they sent me to the IRS department.
See, and this is another thing when we talk about the IRS. This defense attorney in the workers' compensation arena who's against me, this Mr. Dennis Hirschway, he has over 20 outstanding tax liens, I've found. And then he was running under a suspended corporation, and when I brought this up to the judicial system, someone quickly paid his corporate fees, but he still hasn't paid his tax liens, and no one does anything about it. I've brought it up to the state bar. I have complained, and no one can ever say that I write any kind of weird letters. My letters are on my website, like I said, and no one does anything about it.
Isn't it kind of amazing that these, as they have, like the IRS has the negotiation and I forget the titles they have for them. Instead of going to court, you go to arbitration.
Arbitration.
And you kind of have the same thing in workman's comp, where you go in and they railroad you through and tell you, oh, you've been through the system, and that's just the way it is, you know, and they give you a raspberry, and more than a raspberry. But,
more than a raspberry.
It's kind of the same way what they're doing now with the policing agencies. They're taking away, like Enron, they took away their retirements, the phone systems, they took away their retirements, the Air Force, air industry, they're taking away a lot of their basis of retirements because of financial problems. And when it gets said and done, they're doing the same thing now, and I see the orchestration to where, because they're taking the policing forces away and they're telling us we have Homeland Security, they're going to try to delete the Constitution along with that.
Well, we're going to stop again here for a break. Callers 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back up.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, we're back, and we're talking about medical nightmares. Insurance companies we're going to cover right now. And this is the thing in the insurance industry is a huge mess. Now, the insurance industry we're talking about covers everything. Going all the way back, and I had a conversation with someone not too long ago about how, and I have mentioned this on another broadcast and done bloggers on it about peasant life insurance premiums, that back in World War II they started taking out our military men. Peasant life insurance premium. So that meant when you went in the military, folks, they planned for you not to come back, because once you went away and you didn't come back, they get paid. They get paid in life insurance policy they had on you. And it was a term insurance policy they took out on the military men. So then later on, they got more and more sophisticated on how much money they started taking out on people, and they started taking out on people working in corporations and jobs, insurance premiums you did not know you signed up with as soon as you came in the door to work for these businesses and companies. And like, for instance, even where our friend Barbara is, they have, you know, in most cases, a secondary policy no one knows about, that when you die eventually somewhere across your life, they get the hospital or the company or whatever gets paid for your death. And it's something that is not related. Now, again, this is the insurance industry, folks, that does this, gets away with it. Now, Walmart had a big lawsuit because the employees there somehow found out about the peasant life insurance policies, the people working at Walmart. So there was a lawsuit filed down in Texas in regards to that, and one of these congressmen, senators, got in trouble, and it was a whole quagmire in the press for a minute and disappeared. But these are the types of things that they insure us on. They insure our death. They insure that we have to have, you know, the insurance industry forces you to have seatbelt laws. They force you because that way they claim that the premium goes down, but then again, it's more money in their pocket. The seatbelt thing is an up and down situation where, yeah, it might save your life, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of people in these fiery crashes need to get out of the seatbelt in order to get out of the car to survive. The number of cases like that, but they don't talk about that. They just mandate you have to have insurance coverage for your seatbelt in your car. You have to have insurance coverage for the car itself if you're in it. Again, who makes the money out of that? Think of it. It's kind of like a numbers game. Insurance goes all the way back to ancient Roman society, all the way back to Nero. And in fact, he was guaranteeing that, you know, folks, and same thing with Caligula, that, you know, he would come to somebody's house and say, okay, I want to take you into custody, but I'm going to ensure that your family's taken care of when I kill you. You know, you give me everything you have, which they would do, and I will kill you, but I will take care of your family afterwards. That was the beginning of insurance. So now you have this whole nightmare of insurance wrapped into lobbyists, lopped into these groups that control every mechanism, which is including not only the courts, but also this so-called arbitrational thing. And you have a quagmire of corruption that is untouched by anything else we know of civilized man. Barbara, do you think that's true, or a statement, or do you feel it's different?
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that, because I don't know how any of the other states work, because basically I've been so wrapped up in this whole California thing. But in California, it's your constitutional right to workers' comp benefits. And basically the benefits are that if you get injured on the job, you get treated, which is, of course, like an insurance. And then when you do get injured on the job, they just wash you aside. I mean, if you stub your finger, yeah, they'll take care of it. It's the traumatic injuries. It's the long-lasting injuries, the injuries that are going to cost money, that they just wash under the rug. And, of course, like I said earlier, they delay it and delay it and hope you go away. But, like, in my case, I would have loved for them to treat me in 1994 and say, okay, you're better, you're treated, and I could go back to work and continue to do what I love to do best. But in the meantime, they stuff you full of narcotics. I mean, the number one narcotic for injured workers in America is OxyContin, which is highly, highly addictive, and that's what they basically do. They stuff you full of these narcotics and pain pills instead of, like you said earlier, Deanne, putting a proper diagnosis. I'm talking as a registered nurse and as a nurse practitioner, which I also am. The number one thing is everyone knows if a person has to be on any kind of pain medications for longer than 6 weeks and is still not getting better, the issue is a chronic problem. So we have to dig deeper and find out what is the cause. Why is this person in pain? Let's fix him. And in my case, I complained from day one on about my neck issues. And in 2000, when I finally got my award and order, I was finally able to go to a doctor of my choice who immediately took one look at me and said, you've got a broken neck. And so, okay, I can live with that. Let's fix it. It's been a fight ever since.
Well, I mean, you have a broken neck. And that by itself should be a libel suit against the hospital, everything. And that's the whole reason why there's workman comp. Now, freaking sue the hospital advocate, whoever is the god of advocate, I would sue them directly. And I would sue also the people that are involved. And you know, you have to run the train backwards.
That's exactly
what they have done. Is in your case, though, right now you can't sue because they quickly put something on you that made you in a situation that if you file anything, then you are going against a court order that says it eliminates you from having the right to a lawsuit.
That's exactly right. exactly what I had done. I had gone into the federal court in the state of California, and I filed a suit against the state of California and against the Adventist Health System, basically saying that the state and the Adventist Health System were in cahoots with this, and that the attorney was a state actor, which everything I had researched it thoroughly, I put it all together, and then when they finally realized what the liability was, they call me a vexatious litigant.
Yes, and then, you know, out here I'm known as, they said that I have no right to file a lawsuit because I'm acting as a lawyer, and this lawsuit I'm filing is in my own behalf, and that was to the thanks of the U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald out here, because, again, they're allowing the commission of fraud, the commission of racketeering, the commission of huge amounts of vacuums of criminal activity in Illinois and across the United States. Because, again, you know, if you don't talk about it, folks, and you sit there and think, well, you know, it'll go away. I'm not going to say anything. I'll leave it alone because, you know, if I say anything, they're going to come after me. Well, the bottom line, they're going to come after you anyway. And they will attack you, and it's not fun. None of the three of us are having fun right now with health issues. John has been able to make do so, somehow, and miraculously, by the grace of God.
100 hours a week.
What kind of make do?
I got another factual number here. On workman's comp, as soon as you claim it, they blackball you, so you'll have trouble getting a job the rest of your life. You get on a blacklist. Also, what I did is I went backwards and I checked out the almanac on average payrolls for the United New York State and the population, and figured out, you know, who was the working class of average family of four is two working. And when I got said and done, I found out that the average number for workman's comp in New York State is about $40 billion a year revenues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a huge, huge number. And when I get said and done, if you remember 9/11, they gave everybody the workman's comp board money that they said they drained the system. But they were only talking like several million dollars, not billion dollars. And they said the system's kind of collapsed now because they gave all the money away in 9/11. And then you find out that no one really received any money.
Right.
And, I mean, this thing just...
Well, wait. Some people received some money, okay? Mm. It's not the ones you think. There were some people that got a whole lot of money. Now, again, if anybody had one, you know, it's kind of like what they say in the Bible, if you had a... if you took a head of mine and you knew how to move a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Well, if somebody had a mind to figure out in back door where all this insurance money went to 9/11, run the train backwards, and behold and behold, you'd be very shocked who's at the end of that train of the money. But then, nevertheless, let's go back to what you're saying here. Now, you have a situation. I've been deadly ill, by the way, because of all these medications that Barbara's talking about. You know, they gave me three different levels of blood pressure medicines, blood thinners, this and that and the other, and one after another for this and that and the other from side effects from each one of the medications I was taking. And it got to the point where I couldn't even move, folks. I didn't know what was going on. I had blotches on my skin from 26 or more MRIs. I was allergic to the dye. They didn't care. They just gave it to me anyway. And just kept giving me medications and medications and medications because, again, it's the cover up a crime scene. And the crime scene is your body. So what they do is they try to keep you all busy with these meds that don't work. Poison your system up, and you know, I hate to say this, Barbara, but this is how I feel from my aspect, and the other people I know have gone through this stuff, and this is not what good hospitaling is about. But then, yet, they're bored. The people at the top of these boards, they're connected to these other groups. They're connected to the insurance industry. They're connected to people in politics. They have huge amounts of power. They're all happy. Because people are dying left and right, and eventually these cases go nowhere, and the hospitals pay little or nothing out. Am I not right on that?
And that's exactly right. And I'm basically, you can call it a whistleblower, you can call it whatever. In California, they call me now an activist, and they blackball me left, right, and center. But the thing is, as a healthcare provider and as a registered nurse, I believe I have a duty to stand up for those people that can't stand up and bring forth some education to these issues. And that's a really big sore spot for me because I went through it. Number one, they turned me into a pharmaceutical junkie. Thank God I got over it. but there are so many people that get turned into pharmaceutical junkies, and we have so many cases in California where people committed suicide.
I have to stop you again because we're going to break, and we'll be right back. The suicide thing, let's talk about that when we come back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN during the week, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm on Truth Radio, simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, and now live. I'm also on Internet Chat Cafe out of South America. Thanks to Claudia Nelson, who's an international journalist, and there's many of listeners that are here out of listening to Pal Talk and various other venues that have connected to this show over the course of time I've been on. And I thank you all. If you want to call me direct, it's 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Now, I get in a lot of trouble, folks, for reporting these things. You know, again, policing agencies go after me, and then they have the little covert ops come in and try to, you know, make me look like this and that and the other. It's a thing that they do to activists and whistleblowers because, again, they want to shut down you, to stop you from having giving information to the public, because if John public understands the corruption that they are paying into out of your tax dollars and understand that it can be stopped because your tax dollar is the basis
because of everything that they operate their little circulation system out of. You know, once we figure that out, and this is a learning process that you have to go through, then there might be something that can be done to stop this quagmire evil. Now, one thing that Barbara had said before we went to the break, now, a lot of people that are in these situations and in between of health and death and not having any type of health, being in the situation of having injuries on the job and, you know, disabilities. In fact, the disability thing is gone completely to pot. If you have any kind of disability, you can forget about it, because basically the insurance doesn't cover. They don't really care. The other stuff they claim that they have available through these OSHA things are not there. And then the thing is, eventually the patient or the person that wishes to be a patient because they're very deadly ill is looking for cures, they start getting depressed. They get depressed for several reasons. One is because their condition is worsening. They have no medical care. They're noticing things that they can't do anything about the way that they look in their body. They can't walk around because their illness has affected maybe their nerves, damaged their the different parts of their body where they can't hardly get around. While this is going on, they have the spooks in the house basically following around, watching them because they're going back reporting to the insurance industry. If you walk around, it's kind of like back in the old days of Russia, they said if you know you were sick, they could throw you in a snake pit, and if you jumped out of the snake pit, that meant you were well enough to go back to the Russian front. So this is the kind of thing that they're doing to people right now. And the bottom line is this. Now, they have medicines like Zoloft and all these other kind of things they got on the market that they tell you take, you know, first day four pills, next day two, three, one, and all this kind of stuff, and then you're addicted to it. Now, it works on your mind, and it isn't a cure for whatever is an ailment that you're going through. Mainly, it's something that either deadens the senses of the pain temporarily. Eventually, your body gets used to that, and they have to upgrade you to another level of medication. And again, it's just something that gives you a buzz for a minute or a second to get away from the situation of your health need. And it gives them a way out to actually providing you for the health service you need. Again, it costs money. It costs them money for them to treat you in the hospital. It costs them money to actually, you know, put together the proper doses. It costs them money. So to get away with it, they have corporates sitting at an executive level figuring out the ways and means to make sure that a patient either stays in the hospital little or no time or that their situation is not covered. And if it's not covered, then, you know, you're on your own. And this is what's happening across the board in medication, but it's also happening a lot with people with workman comp. And the thing is, we don't really hear about workman's comp, and this is why I'm bringing this on this broadcast. Now, because of the medication, eventually the patient starts getting weakened in spirit and everything, and then depression sets in. And then it gets to the point that the patient or the person starts getting suicidal thoughts. Again, the medication on the basis, a lot of this medication, if you mix it with certain things, can cause you to have depression, can cause you to have anxiety, can cause you to be so depressed that it can add to you dying. Barbara, am I right about that or no?
You're very right on that point. And the reason I'm saying you're so right is because, A, I went through this issue myself, and I know many people that I'm trying to help to get them off the drugs because they're going through it. What basically happens is you get injured on the job, depending on how you get injured. In my case, my face was kicked in. I lost teeth. I had this injured neck. And it took 4 years to finally get a doctor to do a jaw surgery on me, on my TMJ, on my left side. And at that point, for 4 years, I had suffered from migraine headaches on a daily basis. Well, what happens is you take all these medications, you're in a constant fog, you now suffer from chronic sleep deprivation, mm-hmm. which causes a depression, and you get to a point, because I've been there, I went through this, and after 4 years, they finally did a jaw surgery on me, come to find out my jaw joint was shoved up to an inch into my skull, and I'm walking around like this, and I'm complaining, and people are saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you. Well, you get into this state of
depression. Oh, I got to stop you. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Again, folks, think about this. This could be you. It could be somebody in your home. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne here at Late Night with Deanne, and we're talking about Barbara and this crisis that we're in. And it's not only with workers' comp, it's a crisis in the healthcare industry, insurance, the judicial system. All these things are adding up to a huge, I would say, conspiracy against people here in the United States. Because, see, we're paying through the nose for this, folks, if you don't realize it. It's coming through your tax dollars. It's coming off of the fact you're employed somewhere. They pull money out for insurance there. And you should have coverage and you should have health, and it's not available. Even though they have you pay for these insurance policies and premiums, it doesn't work the way you think. Now, a good example, too, is even with these HMOs and things that they have, you have to go to these health care providers they have on the list. And the other thing, too, if you have a situation of emergency, sometimes they require you to pre-plan your emergency before you go in the emergency room. So if you don't have it situated like that, you cannot get covered. And then if you have an illness that is a continuous situation, you're in a situation that hey, you know, it's not going to be covered by that carrier. It's not going to be covered by a future carrier because it's a precondition. So, you know, there's things that are going on out here, and we're wondering why people are popping like flies and why people's health is going down. And I'm going back to Barbara's comments right now. Barbara, before we went to the break, you were talking about this mental breakdown that people are having.
Exactly. This is a mental breakdown that happens with people, and it's proven. I mean, it's in all the medical literature and everything. When people do not get enough sleep because of pain or stress or whatever, then they turn depressed, and then they give you more drugs, and it takes a long, long time to get out of this cycle, which I'm still struggling with on a daily basis. And it's one of the things that all the listeners, I think, should really wake up, buck up, and listen to. People don't really know a whole lot about workers' comp because they're not injured. Every single person out there can get injured on the job on Monday morning. And people need to wake up and stand up for these issues. And I never, in my wildest dreams, ever thought I would get hurt on the job, let alone get kicked in the head by a 350-pound patient, and then not get treated and live through a 14-year nightmare, which who knows how long this is still going to go, and then, out of the worst cases, get hurt in a hospital that, as a healthcare provider, they could treat you, and they still don't do it. And there are a lot of people out there, then the side effects of the medications and this and that. And what people don't understand, it would be a whole lot cheaper to take an injured person, diagnose them, number one, and these are the rules of nursing, look at the patient, diagnose the problem, and treat them properly, and then it'd be much cheaper. They'd be back on the job, or whatever they needed, they got, and the thing would be taken care of. No, they misdiagnose the issues. They hire what I call whore doctors that they pay a lot of money to. And I'm not even gonna make any bones about it, because in my case, they sent me to a psychiatrist who I tried to sue, but again, the federal court said I wasn't allowed to. This is a man who didn't even see me but for 45 minutes, and made the diagnosis, the worst kind of diagnosis anyone could ever give, basically saying I had a psychotic incident and imagined my entire injury.
Well, you're a female.
Now, as a nurse practitioner.
But see, that's the whole thing, too. Now, that's another thing. These psychiatrists that they have out right now, all they do is prescribe drugs. If they actually had somebody do it the right way, they would have a psychologist in and evaluate the patient to see what it is that's causing the root of the problem. The same thing with giving drug therapy. If you don't know what the illness is, for you to stand at the door of a hospital room, your wing or whatever, and you look at the patient, like, and you go over and, you know, pick their hand up and they still have a pulse, and then you go back out to the computer and just assign medicine, that's not doing your job. And then even if you look into blood work these days, it's a pitiful shame. I'm going to say it here. I have to get my lab work every time I go in the hospital. And thank God I know how to read charts. Every time I go in the hospital, I look at the chart. And one time my potassium was critically low. They were sending me back home. I was dizzy, getting ready to pass out, and vomiting, the whole nine yards and stuff. So anyway, I looked at the chart, and I questioned them. And this was a very good hospital I went to. My potassium level at that point was, I think it was 2.9 or something like that. And it was low. They should have treated me for it. I had to fight with them to get them to treat with me for it, stating that I was forcing them to do something that they were not willing to do because they didn't feel that that was an issue, that your potassium can be low and it doesn't do anything to affect you. Now, I know it's different than that because, again, I worked within the healthcare industry. Now, again, that's failure to diagnose. If they sent me home, I went into a coma, and whatever, the hospital would have been fiduciarily, let go of the responsibility of what happened to me. But then again, if I, you know, went home, I could have died. And that's on the potassium level alone. They don't even do pure urine tests. They don't do complete blood workup. So for them to even figure out and evaluate what's going on with you, it's very, very limited today. Am I not right about that, Barbara?
That's very true. That's very true. And I don't know what's going to go on with the healthcare system in America, but people like Hillary Clinton or George Bush, whoever the hell they think they are going to fix this. They really need to get down to the basics. When they took the management of hospitals away from the doctors and the nurses and gave it to these corporate officers, when everything went down the tube. Because in my case alone, I have a claims adjuster who probably makes $30,000 a year, who is a nobody, who has the gall to send me a letter and say, you can't have this medication because it doesn't cure what you have. The literature alone, and this is just an example. My physician, my rheumatologist, is probably one of the top rheumatologists at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. He prescribes that I need glucosamine for the joint disorders. And she has the gall to send me a letter and say, we can't prescribe you glucosamine because it's not necessary. And when I had my neck surgery, and a top surgeon, I mean a top surgeon in his field, does the surgery on me, writes a very lengthy report, and the claims adjuster has the gall to send me back a letter saying, we're not going to give you physical therapy because this neck surgery where I have a disc stuck in my spinal cord is medically unnecessary.
Well, you know.
Now, right there, we got a problem.
You know, it's kind of funny because as we're talking on this one end, on the other end, you know, the Lord has things that balance things out. As we can talk about maybe shooting the kneecaps off some DAs or a thousand lawyers at the bottom of a hellhole is a good start. These guys are literally working themselves out of a job because when it gets so bad that we need them no more because there's no reason to go to them because they do nothing, they won't have a job.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of times it is. Honestly, I've got to say this. It is with the grace of God that I'm still walking and that I'm even still alive because in retrospect, when I look back and I look at these operative reports, I cannot even fathom the fact that I didn't turn my neck and be a quadriplegic.
The other thing is now we're seeing the opening standards as in Germany when, you know, they started with the gypsies and then they went to the next group. Don't you feel like we're kind of the group that they're starting with? I know when we went for our, my father has apartments, so I went to the apartment meeting and we literally blackballed people that were bad tenants, but they're bad tenants because they're poor. They have no money. They're fighting to stay alive. And we orchestrated leases so that we could kick them on the street. We were given the proper lawyering techniques and the form of law to evict them, get them out of there, give everybody else their name so they would be on the street. And we have dictated a group of people to be the first down people to go to these FEMA destruction camps of death camps.
Yes.
In our country, and we're seeing the same thing that they did in Germany with the gypsies and right through the whole cycle, and we're making it okay, and they're doing the same thing with, like, you and I, and as the poor get to where they can't groom themselves or brush their teeth or wash their face so they can't be presentable on a job, it's the same thing. We're part of the first ring of I don't know what you would label us.
Well, what it is, it basically, you're very right. In Germany, they started with the gypsies. This is exactly what Governor Schwarzenegger is trying to do in California. When he revamped the work comp system, took away all our rights, took away everything we possibly had against the insurance company, he basically pulled a Hitler. He basically said, I'm going to start with the injured workers, I'm going to toss them out on the road, I'm going to give them nothing, and they're just going to wither away, and then we can haul them off, and we can declare them nuts and say they're this and put restraining orders on them, just like in my case, and that's exactly how I feel. And I feel like he has taken it upon himself to root out a certain class of the population. And it's really funny because, yes, I may be semi-sort of homeless and I have not a pot to piss in, but I can still groom myself and I can still look halfway decent. And when I walk down the street, I get the comments, well, you're poor, but you look okay. And right there, the labeling is like, how dare you say that just because we're injured workers, we're supposed to be some group on the streets that's homeless. And what the country, what this country needs to understand, they need to wake up. When all these soldiers come back from Iraq, and when they all come back with their illnesses and their brain injuries and everything, we have another Vietnam gone bad.
Worse.
We have
than
another
Vietnam
gone bad.
This is worse than Vietnam because, again, this time around, you know, we're supposed to be a little bit more intelligent this time. And the thing is that we're not because, again, you know, we have this rally around the flag attitude like we have done something great to go and blow up somebody else's country. And we have our young men over there. They have no water, no good fresh water food supply. They're sitting at 100-some-odd degrees daily. They've been given experimental drugs in order to stay in a war-torn zone in order for them to, you know, not be able to go to the bathroom, not be able to function certain types of way because they're in a military zone. They're coming back missing limbs, missing arms, legs, and various other
poisoned
parts of the body. And the bottom line is when they come back over here and they look and hit the insurance industry, they're going to come back and say it's not covered because it's not a currently known disease based
That's
on
right.
the administrative law that they have within the insurance industry. So, again, you know, these are your children, my children, individuals that we know that we're allowing this system to be. And, by the way, folks, this is all under as we trust. It says in the, if you go to court, And the court is against you or against somebody else. It says the people versus. That means that all of us together are suing individuals that are that we're suing ourselves. We're suing ourselves in court. We're using our own tax dollars to loop around and sue ourselves. And the thing is that the people that we have hired with our tax dollars is using this loop against us. And again, we have an election coming up in 2009, and we need to address this in a hurry and fast because it's getting worse as we speak. Now, Barbara, I don't know if you want to stay on for a little bit longer or you have to go, but I would like you to give your website and information because I want to have you back again. I'm going to go in and talk about this thing about this so-called Drew Peterson, Stacey Peterson missing persons case in Chicago, in Bolingbrook, Illinois. And I'm also going to talk about what's going on with the media. So I don't know if you want to stay up for that.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign off. I'd like to give my website again. It's www.barbclark, B-A-R-B-C-L-A-R-K, .org. And I'd like everyone to take a look at it. And I'd love to be back on the show again. And I'm really grateful for hearing this. And population needs to wake up. You guys are in for a rude awakening. And I'm going to sign off, and thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Barb, for coming on. And I think we had a very good talk here. And I will invite you back on. Callers, it's 800-313-9443. John?
Just appreciate you being here, Barb. You've woken up a lot of things. I've got more, but, you know, we've hit the main hard bases. And, you know, hang in there. You know, as the Lord, he doesn't give you any more than you can handle. You must be a tough cookie also to be hanging in there and doing what you're doing. And I think spiritually, if you look at your children, you will find that he's enlightened them to where they're stronger people and probably more inept, even though they didn't get the possibly more expensive education. They're probably better people, and you're going to see some positive outcomes come from this.
That one I know for sure. My kids, I must honestly say that growing up as teenagers, they're all young adults now. They have turned out to be great citizens, and they will carry the torch on.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. Well, Deanne, I bite my lip a few times here, but it's what is, and we're doing what we can to try to stay alive and pay our bills and try to be good citizens. And I can't imagine the doctors feeling good about what they do when we go to these workman comp doctors or the lawyers or judges that are violating us. I question what the outcome of their why they're doing what they're doing. Who's got a
gun? Because they're getting lobby money.
I feel someone's got to have a gun to their head.
No, because what happens, and I talk to some of these people, they have these large organizations that sit there and do census of where this money is going and who's doing what. And the thing is that in order for, like, these people to get elected into political powerhouses, the lobby groups of the insurance industry and automakers or whatever hits them in the back door, pays them, you know, their campaign and stuff. They're not getting the money from us, and that's what we need to change, too. There should not be a situation lobbyists or any type of group should be able to give politicians any money. It should be a situation that $1 that we give at the end of the year for tax purposes should be $2, maybe, to go towards these elections. It should be free media, period, on them doing elections. Should that be a situation, they need to pay a dime to have media coverage for their election campaign. If we do that, then we'll get rid of a large majority of the corruption, because there's a lot of money to be had in these campaigns. So once we start cutting the culprit out and making it open to anyone to run, and that person can come up to the platform based on what they are about, that's going to be a beginning. And that means that these lobbyist groups that are using control mechanisms to go behind the door and cause a situation that they have politicians in their pocket, and then they can go and use those politicians to influence businesses and corporations and world governments. That's how this thing starts, and we need to stop it right now. We have the means. We'll be back after this break, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back. going to the end of the second hour, and I want to talk about something here, folks, and something we're going to cover in the next hour of broadcast, and this is in regards to this reporting that we have going on out here in the news media. I saw something that really disturbed the heck out of me. Need your opinion on this. Now, I'm going to mention the Stacey Peterson case briefly here before we go to the beginning of the year hour. If you want to talk about it, it's fine, but I think this media thing is a big thing that we need to talk about and address right away. I want you to know about it because the FCC was making requests from the public of what they saw that they wanted changed and what was wrong with the media and blah, blah, blah. Well, since I look at both, I was on both edges, been involved with the media for an eon. My family was, you know, going back to the 30s. There's something going on that I think needs to be really heard here and addressed and you need to know about. Now, about the Stacey Peterson case, she's still missing, but then last Saturday, after I went in and did an investigation, I was on Blog Talk Radio, and somehow my whole broadcast and archive and thing just disappeared because I've been bringing a lot of information out. I don't think other people want to let people know. First of all, on my blog, if you go on to where it says conspiracyradio.wetpaint.com, you go in there. Right in that area, I have this whole thing that I put together speaking of what happened in that case, timelines and everything. Now, what I saw that disturbed me was the fact that when I was on the site, there were two cadaver dogs there that, you know, dealt with finding dead bodies, and they went in the house, and they had picked up a scent in two rooms. That's one of the things that I don't know if they brought out and talked about in the media. There was no other scent anywhere else in the house. That's what was being reported. Secondly, there was a situation. The cars were outside. Her sister came out there looking for her, called Drew. He said he was home, but she was ringing the doorbell, knocking the door. He wasn't there. And then, she left, came back, cars were gone, called again, and he said he was there and was no cars there. So evidently he was lying about where he was. That's number two. Number three, there was enough evidence that supports the fact that this Kathleen was murdered by, you know, parties or persons or something. And there was evidence in these reports of abuse that she was pregnant, and he had chased her around the house one day with a billy club, it said in one of the reports, trying to hit her about the head and legs and things, similar to injuries that she ended up having when she was found in the bathtub. Now, they reported she was drowned in the bathtub. Now, it says, according to some of the reports I read, that there was just water in her nasal cavity, but nothing was showing up in large quality water in her lungs. So, again, did you die of drowning by not having water in the lungs or with water in the lungs? And from the amount of water that was not in the tub and it was dry, I had said that I felt that her head was placed in the toilet and he attempted to drown her that way, and that's how she ended up dying. That's number three or four or whatever. Number five in this case, too, they don't talk about the fact that the case currently, because I was there, and I said that they probably put a body in storage, and I felt there was more than one individual, because how are you going to move cars? Two cars were gone, and if she was dead, how'd she move a car? Secondly, car at the airport was there. He allegedly brought the airport car back from the airport. Both cars were gone, and then they showed up again. So it's two people. We'll be back, and we'll talk more about that after this break. 800-313-9443. He's still out. He's still out and about. Would that be you or me? Huh? No. We'll be right back.
With recent